Steve Chesney. Nothing but the blues.
Broadcasting on 101.8 and 103.1 FM. Streaming at the website and on smart speaker, it's Vixen 101. It's Nothing But The Blues with Steve Chesney. New music this week includes John Primer and Bob Corritore, Sue Foley, the Sinelli Brothers and Bart Bryant. But we'll turn the clock right back to 1958 to start. And it's Magic Sam and Easy Baby. Back one to start from Magic Sam the Easy Baby from 58. And Jimmy Reed next, and there's something coming up later in the programme, song about Jimmy Reed, but this is Jimmy Reed himself, recorded in Chicago in June 1960, Down the Road.
Man, my baby, I'm baseball.
From Jimmy Reed from 1960. You're listening to Vixen 101 on 101.8 and 103.1 FM, streaming at the website and on smart speaker. It's Nothing But the Blues with Steve Jessney. To find out more about us, do check the website vixen101.co.uk. You can listen live there if you're away from your radio, or you could listen on a smart speaker. And we have a Facebook page, and that'll tell you what's happening here at the station. You can contact us through the webpage or Facebook, or you could email us at admin@vixen101.co.uk. And we're always looking for new people to get involved here at Vixen 101 because we're a not-for-profit, voluntary-staffed station. So if you'd like to do anything at all behind the scenes or behind the microphone, then do get in touch with us. And if you'd like to contact me, then my email is steve.jessney@vixen101.co.uk. The rattly old blues track of the week, it's Arthur Crudup, who was born in 1905, died in 1974. And one of his most famous songs, I suppose, was That's All Right, that was also recorded by Elvis Presley, who made loads of money out of it. Arthur Crudup didn't. He stopped recording in the 50s because of disputes over royalties, and he said, "I realised I was making everybody rich and here I was poor." But he did come back to recording for Fire Records and Delmark Records later, and touring as well in 1965. We'll have this old one from him, from 1941, Black Pony Blues.
I got a cold black man. Horse can run. I got a cold black mare. Oh Lord, how that horse can run. There she win every race. Man, you don't see how it's done. I give her three gold teeth. I put earrings in her, yeah. I give her three gold teeth. I put earrings in her, yeah. Man, ain't no use wearing how these sweaty stuff is, yeah. I put streamlined shoes on her feet. I color me. I put streamlined shoes on her feet. And a horse in the cocky. How do you swell my horse can be? Say she fox trot and pee, and I rode that horse today. Say she fox trot and pee, and I rode that horse today. Well, when morning midnight, and I rode her all night long. She gonna race track at midnight, and I rode her all night long. Then when morning come, she had never changed away. She's a cold black male. She's got a long black curly mane. She's a cold black male. She's got a long black curly mane. Well, I follow that horse, man, in any land.
Black Pony Blues from Arthur Crudup from 1941. Now bang up to date, an album from Bart Bryant called Backstage 2, which was released 31st of March. It's come in from Blind Raccoon Promotions, and Betsy Brown's release notes say this: cutting his teeth working in venues on the East Coast and in Texas, guitarist Bart Bryant's paid his dues as a blues rock man. His vision of what a great band should sound like is presented in his newest project, Backstage 2. The 12-strong set transports the listener into a packed club on a Saturday night to bask in the glow of a smoking hot R&B venue playing revved-up covers of classics and four originals mixed in for good measure that are designed to fill a dance floor. Goes on to say there's a stripped-down version of the slow blues standard I Can't Quit You Baby, giving nods to both Otis Rush and Led Zeppelin. And that's the one we're going to listen to now.
I can't quit you, baby. I guess I have to put you down for one. Yeah, I can't quit you, baby. I think I'm gonna have to put you down for a while. Thank you.
Bart Bryant with I Can't Quit You Baby from his album Backstage 2, just released. What a great band it includes. Bassist Scott Spray of Johnny Winter fame and the Rascals. Drummers Bobby Torello of Johnny Winter and Black Oak Arkansas. Alec Giosa, Tiger McNeil and Liviu Pop of the Bruce Katz band, as well as piano man Floyd Domino, formerly of Asleep at the Wheel. So, quite a lineup. Next, a new album, the Sinelli Brothers. Says it's a project born out of a common passion for the electric Chicago and Texas blues from the 60s and 70s. It was formed when brothers Marco, guitarist and lead singer, and Alexandro, the drummer, decided to form an explosive team, showcasing original repertoire in the style of Chess, Stax and Motown. And their new album's called Almost Exactly. It's due out the 3rd of May, and this is Don't Need No Favour. Almost Exactly is the new album from the Sinelli Brothers, due out 3rd of May. That was from the album Don't Need No Favour. I played that track earlier on from Jimmy Reed called Down the Road. And I said it was because I was going to play a song about Jimmy Reed. And it's a song by Bob Dylan. I did a couple of weeks ago a thing about Bob Dylan's influences in music. One of them in the blues being Blind Willie McTell. But another one must have been Jimmy Reed, because on Bob Dylan's album Rough and Rowdy Ways, he included this song, Goodbye Jimmy Reed.
I live on a street named after a saint. Women in the churches wear powder and paint. Where the Jews and the Catholics and the Muslims all pray. I can tell them prodding from a mile away. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed, indeed. Give me that old time religion. It's just what I need. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. Go tell it on the mountain, go tell the real story. Tell it in that straightforward, puritanical tone. In the mystic hours where the person's alone. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed, Godspeed. Up on the Bible, I proclaim a creed. Cause I didn't play guitar behind my head. Never pandered, never acted proud. Never took off my shoes, threw them into the crowd. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye and good night. Put a jewel in your crowd and I'll put out the light. Everything at me, everything in the book. I had nothing to fight with but a butcher's hook. They had no pity, they never lent a hand. I can't sing a song that I don't understand. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye, good luck. I can't play the record cause my needle got stuck. Transparent woman in a transparent dress suits you well, I must confess. I'll break open your grapes, I'll suck out the juice. I need you, but my head needs a deuce. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye and so long. I thought I could resist her, but I was so wrong. What brings you here? Oh, nothing much. I'm just looking for the man. Came to see where he's lying in his lost land. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed, and everything within you. Can't you hear me calling from down in Virginia?
Nice to hear that one again, because I'm a bit partial to Bob Dylan. Goodbye Jimmy Reed from his album Rough and Rowdy Ways from 2020. Next, a new album from John Primer and Bob Coratore called Crawling Kingsnake. It's released 29th of March. The release notes say it's the fourth collaboration album for John Primer and Bob Coratore, and they've always had the Chicago spark. And it was evident on the first release together in 2013 and on each release since. But it says this particular album feels like a new height has been achieved. It says the album also features arguably the best possible A-team for Chicago blues, with Bob Stroger on bass, Jimmy Primetime Smith on second guitar, Anthony Girazzi on the piano and Wes Starr on drums. It says the band sounds like the Muddy Waters band of decades ago. I have this track called Chains and Things. just want to be kicking back in a club somewhere listening to that sort of music with a cold beer, don't you? It was John Primer and Bob Coratore from the new album Crawling Kingsnake, just released it with Chains and Things. Next new one's from Joanne Shaw Taylor. She has an album due out 7th of June called Heavy Soul. This must be about the fourth or fifth single from it. It's just been released 15th of March, this single, and it's her version of a Van Morrison classic, Someone Like You.
Searching a long time for someone exactly like you. I've been traveling all around the world waiting for you to come through. Someone like you make it all.
Someone
exactly blues there from John Shaw Taylor, but we like a bit of smooch now and again. And a new album is actually called Heavy Soul, so we can forgive the soulfulness of the song. And the guitar is always bluesy from John Shaw Taylor. But to balance things up, we'll have a bit of Slim Harpo, because I played a piece of this from an album that I got, The Best of Slim Harpo, Tony had requested something by him when he was cycling across Australia, and he's back now, of course, and recovered, I think. This one's from 1965, Baby Scratch My Back.
You bug me, babe, on your telephone. You buzz me, babe, on your telephone. Wanna know from you, baby, that staying still going on. While I'm young, babe, and I'm still in fine. While I'm young, babe, and I'm still in prime. Wanna love you, baby, while I still have time. Now when I'm old, babe, and can't stay no more. When I'm old, babe, and can't stay no more. Wanna hug and kiss you, babe, and then I'll let you go.
Stripped-back sound there of Slim Harpo with Baby Scratch My Back from 1965. Even more stripped-back now, it's Sue Foley's new album, One Guitar Woman, just guitar, acoustic guitar and voice. The album was released in February, and Sue Foley commissioned a special guitar to record the album on. And it's a nylon strong guitar, which is quite unusual for this kind of music, because it's got a much softer sound than steel strings, which are much more distinct. I'm going to play the track Freight Train, which is an Elizabeth Cotton song. And Sue Foley on the liner notes says, Elizabeth Cotton was born in 1893 in North Carolina, and she distinguished herself as a self-taught guitarist with a Piedmont finger-picking style. Freight Train and Oh Baby Ain't No Lie epitomise her style, offering deceptively simple yet harmonically complex guitar work, because Cotton's method of playing upside down and left-handed makes it almost impossible to copy her accurately. Goes on to say that her musical career began in her 60s when the Seeger family, who'd employed her as their housekeeper, discovered her exceptional musical talent, and the Seegers played a pivotal role in propelling Cotton into the limelight, enabling her to enjoy a successful career well into her 80s. So this is Freight Train.
Freight train,
Freight Train from Sue Foley from her new album One Guitar Woman that came out in February. And it reminded me of Mary Flower that I used to play way back on Vixen 87. And I only have the one album of hers. It's called Lady Fingers. It was released in 2001. This is a medley, Baby Please Don't Go, and Green Onions. Flower from her album Lady Fingers from 2001. That new single from John Shaw Taylor was a Van Morrison song, so why not have a Van Morrison track now? He's not really a blues performer, but he did release an album in 2017 called Roll With The Punches. And he's recorded Lightnin' Hopkins songs before, but on this album he recorded this one of Lightnin' Hopkins, Automobile Blues.
Saw you riding around, baby, and your friend, you automobile. So they ride town. Yeah, and your friend, you want a movie. Look so pretty with you. Handsome driver at the wheel. And your brand new automobile. I'm so pretty, baby. Please let me ride sometime. I'm so pretty, baby. Please let me ride sometime. Chauffeur. Oh, but you know, he ain't like mine. In your brand new automobile. I want you to get me, baby. Let's go out and have some fun. Done in your brand new automobile.
Morrison doing Automobile Blues from Roll With The Punches in 2017. Time's up. I hope you've enjoyed the programme, that you join me next week for some more of the blues, the old blues and nothing but the blues. I often mention the film Roadhouse, which has Jeff Healey in it, and there's a new version of it, of course, which I watched the other night. It just wasn't the same because Jeff Healey wasn't in it. And it was a completely different story, but never mind. It was a fun film nonetheless. But we will go out with Jeff Healey from the album Cover to Cover in 1995, as the years go passing by, which they certainly do. This programme is fast approaching its 800th edition, so I'll tell you about that in a couple of weeks' time.